And so Jesse had his sons that were there to come and pass before him, because Samuel made clear to Jesse why he'd come. And we're told here that these sons pass by. Well, he made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, "The Lord hath not chosen these." That's verse 10. And then in verse 11 here of 1 Samuel 16, "And Samuel said unto Jesse, Are here all thy children? And he said, Well, there remaineth yet the youngest. Behold, he keepeth the sheep." And surely, even the father of David would never have chosen him above the other seven older brothers. To begin with, he's a boy. It's believed that he was probably around 16 years old. I think he could have been younger than that. And he was out with the sheep. He didn't really know very much. And even Jesse's father would not have picked him ahead of his brethren to be a king. And he had just entirely ignored him. He was so sure it'd have to be one of the seven sons. Now, when he finds out, that is when Samuel finds out that there is this little boy by the name of David out with sheep, Samuel said unto Jesse, "Are here all thy children?" He said, "There remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep." And Samuel said unto Jesse, "Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither." Samuel says, this is important business, and I'm not about to sit down to rest or to eat or for any other purpose. I've come here to anoint the next king of Israel. And now notice verse 12, "And he sent and brought him in." Now he was ruddy. That means he was red-headed. David was a red-headed boy, and he had that kind of a temper. He had a hot temper. He was ruddy, and withal of a beautiful countenance. And in spite of the fact he's red-headed, he was a fine-looking fella. Now, this doesn't mean that God despises that which is beautiful, because God can use beauty. He's the creator of beauty. And no one that travels over this earth that we live in can refuse to ignore the many beautiful spots. All the states, you know, like to claim they have something that's quite unusual and that they have something more beautiful than the others. Well, I want to say that I've been in most of the states of this country, and all of them have something beautiful. Our God is a God of beauty, and a sunset in any state is sometimes a thing of glory. And God goes in for beauty. I resent today that the world gets everything that is beautiful, everything that's worthwhile. Why not these things be given to God and talent be given to God today? Well, this boy, David, he was a fine-looking fella. Don't misunderstand. I think he was a handsome young man. But God was not looking at that. God knew him. And we're told here he was goodly to look to. And the Lord said, "Arise, anoint him, for this is he." Now, this was God's choice. And God knew this boy. God knew what you and I don't know about him, that though he failed down beneath, that faith that failed was a faith that never failed, that this man did love God. He did trust him. He did want to walk with him. And God took him to the woodshed and beat him in an inch of his life. But let me tell you, he never whimpered or cried aloud. He wanted that fellowship with God. And God loved him. He's a man after God's own heart.